You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We'll have the salary side hustle back this morning at about 8:30. Jeremy and I wondering who's on the clock right now. It's a mystery.
It is.
But we'll start handing out more cash this morning in about, let's see, 139 minutes.
Nice.
Okay.
All right.
So let's do that. And quick, I have to ask you this question about watermelon before you tell me why you're such a terrible dad.
Oh, the worst.
Was it a terrible dad? Is that it?
Yeah, I'm a terrible dad.
Okay. Do you cut your watermelon into wedges? Do you cut it completely off the rind into cubes? Or do you use a melon baller and have only watermelon
balls? Oh, God, who has time for that?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I've never done that in my life. And that is the only way my wife will dish up watermelon. Every time she buys them, she cuts them in half.
Yep.
Then she takes the baller
and goes to town. I like that, actually.
And will fill up like a Tupperware thing filled with these little round balls.
Yeah. And then get you scoop her out and fill up a bowl and have yourself some watermelon, I guess.
That's
not a bad way to do it.
Seems like it leaves a lot of the watermelon behind. The way I see it. I'll take a picture sometime.
I could see that because you're leaving in between each scoop, you're leaving watermelon.
Anyway.
Okay. I'm in half, half again, and then I slice along the rind in like a moon shape. And then you get that moon shape piece and you put it on a cutting board and all the way down.
So you do have like the
half, half, and then around the rind.
Oh, okay.
And then you get the slice.
So there's no rind at all.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
Nobody wants rind. Rind.
Well, I mean, it's like a thing to hold on to.
Nah.
Okay.
No.
Well, now that we've covered the important stuff in the world, what's going on in your neighborhood?
So I'm apparently the worst dad ever because, Dom, I will not let my kids get a hamster. And it has been, it's been World War III all weekend because the kids down the street have two hamsters, and now Reed thinks that he needs to have one, and it has been tears and fights and anger and hate because I do not want hamsters in the house.
Why not?
They're disgusting.
No, I know, but they're in a cage. They're not running around like on your dining room table.
And they stink. They smell really, really bad because you just put that fluff in there and then they urinate like crazy in there and poop and they smell. And I don't want that in my house, just plain and simple. And they're rodents. They carry ringworm. They have super sharp teeth. They will bite you. Uh-huh. And I don't have time for that.
Okay.
And they could live like up to 5 years.
So
we're
this
going,
is a commitment.
We're going through this whole thing right now, Dom, as we all did as kids, crying to the parents, I'll take care of him. I'll clean the cage. I'll feed, I'll water. I'm like, I know how this game works because I was in your position at one time, little Reed.
Mm-hmm.
And you will take care of this thing for roughly 30 days. The excitement will fizzle out, and then guess whose job it's going to be to clean the cage and raise a hamster? Mom and Dad, and I don't want to do that.
Well, I know you, and I know you wouldn't do that. I know that somehow the hamster would,
that's
quote,
exactly what I told
get
Nicole.
Out and like, get lost.
Are we allowed to release it in the backyard at some point? Like, how do you, when you no longer want a hamster, how do you get rid of that? Do you try to pawn it off on somebody? Do you let it go?
Here's what I think. I think this is a bigger conversation for our show. Maybe tomorrow, the whole thing, or maybe today. We could take
We could bump something today.
We could bump something today to tomorrow, because we've got a note from a listener named Abby that has to do with men and straws. Why don't we bump that tomorrow and just do a full-blown conversation today? Because I went through this 1 year ago, like 15 months ago, with the, I'll take care of it, everything's great, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't a hamster.
No, you won't.
It was something else. And they don't.
They don't.
In the history
ever.
Of the planet.
We had to have betta fish. Remember the whole betta fish thing? We got two betta fish. I'll take care of it. I'll clean the tank. Guess who was cleaning the tank?
Yep.
Stinky tank.
Every time.
I will say, I mean, we can talk about this more later, but Knick Knack did not help the case by taking the kids to a pet store this weekend and looking at hamsters.
Oh, my goodness.
So that really escalated the situation.
She is aiding and abetting.
She's all in on the hamster. She just apparently really wants ringworm. But no, I can't do it. I can't do it. They stink. As soon as they opened up the cage thing there at the pet store and pulled them out, the smell, it hits you.
Wafts.
It instantly brought back memories of my childhood because I had friends that had them, and that's the only thing I remember about their hamsters was how bad their room smelled because of those little creatures.
And of course,
and it was the same smell. We had masks on.
Fussy, you know, young Jeremy Padgett.
I'm like, I'm not. No,
I'm wearing your sweater vest over to their house.
Right. Did you know your house smells of urine?
Oh, that's
so,
more true than funny.
Yeah, we could probably talk about this.
Let's talk more
later.
About that.
It's just, and now I'm just the worst dad
ever. I bet we
could
get calls from our listeners, too, at 7 o'clock about the pets that their kids talk them into.
Yeah. And nothing is talking him off the ledge. I mean, he was bawling again last night. And then, you know, I do the whole thing where it's, well, we got you the bike that you wanted. We got you your Nintendo Switch that you wanted. We got you this, this, this. And you reel off 50 things that they wanted and you got for them, but it's never enough, Dom.
Well, let's
never
talk
enough.
About this in a little bit. It's interesting.
I'm all fired up.
It's kind of a rite of passage for every parent, you know,
yeah.
to dig in their heels on that one thing that they don't
this
want their
the
kids
one
to
thing.
Have.
I'm like, I don't want any more pets right now, okay?
I feel you, dog.
Yeah. No, we're not getting a dog either. Worst dad ever.
Hang tough, buddy.
I'm going to.